Republican Party star is taking on a new job. Former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani will become a partner in a Texas law and lobbying firm with strong connections to the GOP. The question is whether Giuliani's move fits more into his business career or into his politics. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The official announcement comes this afternoon. Rudy Giuliani is joining a big law firm headquartered in Houston, Texas. He'll open a New York City office for the firm, and the firm will change its name from Bracewell & Patterson to Bracewell & Giuliani. Giuliani's office said he wasn't available for an interview yesterday. His reputation soared when Americans saw his response to the World Trade Center attack in 2001. Despite a few controversies and scandals, he still polls well as a possible candidate for governor, senator, or president. Bracewell is a go-to law firm for energy companies. Its lawyers have defended Enron, among other corporate clients. Giuliani gives it entree to the New York financial world, an opportunity it's been looking for. And Bracewell gives Giuliani new ties to Republicans outside of his base in the Northeast. One partner in its Washington office is Mark Roscoe, former chairman of both the Republican National Committee and the Bush-Cheney re-election campaign. Another Washington partner is Ed Bethune, a former congressman who represents House Majority Leader Tom DeLay in ethics cases. Former Bracewell partner Tony Garza is ambassador to Mexico. And if Giuliani wants to run for office, Bracewell's managing partner, Patrick Oxford, says that's just fine.
We'll be proud of him and help him any way we can if he chooses to spend some time back in public life, and candidly expect him back at the firm after that time's over.
One way Bracewell could help is with fundraising. Texas was the third most generous state for Republican National Party committees in the last election, well ahead of number four, New York. That's according to federal data compiled by the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics. Stephen Moores, president of the Free Enterprise Fund, a Washington group advocating low taxes and small government, he points out that in Republican presidential primaries, Giuliani would need help softening his record of supporting abortion rights and gun control.
It certainly is critical if Rudy Giuliani is going to run for president that he be seen as not just a Northeasterner, but someone who has appeal both with voters and with donors in important cash centers around the country. And of course, Texas is a major source of Republican money.
Even so, not everyone is convinced that Bracewell is a good political move for Giuliani. Republican consultant Eddie Mai says that by becoming a big-name lawyer, Giuliani will muddle his image as a political rock star and complicate his schedule.
If you're running for president, by next year it becomes very close to a full-time job. I think this has a time impact to the extent he can't be out on the hustings doing the speaking, because he's being a lawyer for Bracewell Patterson. And yes, maybe because it's Houston-based, it will help him raise money. I don't know that I think he had a problem raising money.
Raising money hasn't been a problem for Giuliani personally either. He'll stay on as chairman of Giuliani Partners, a consulting firm, and Giuliani Security and Safety, and Giuliani Capital Advisors, not to mention the business of being a celebrity of post-9/11 America. All of which could help move a political career forward, or become an attractive career alternative in itself. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.